Epilogue. Help me to change the world. If you're no longer satisfied with the kind of messenger you are, if you want to become a messenger of truth and love, then I invite you to participate in a new dream for humanity, one in which all of us can live in harmony, truth, and love. In this dream, people of all religions and all philosophies are not just welcome, but respected. Each of us has the right to believe whatever we want to believe, to follow any religion or philosophy we want to follow. It doesn't matter whether we believe in Christ, Moses, Allah, Brahma, Buddha, or any other being or master. Everybody is welcome to share this dream. I don't expect you to believe all my stories, but if they resonate inside you, if you can feel the truth behind the words, then let's make one more agreement. Help me to change the world. Of course, the very first question is, how are you going to change the world? The answer's easy, by changing your world. When I ask you to help me to change the world, I'm not talking about planet Earth. I'm referring to the virtual world that exists in your head. The change begins with you. You will not help me to change the world if you don't change your own world first. You will change the world by loving yourself, by enjoying life, by making your personal world a dream of heaven. And I ask you for your help because you're the only one who can change your world. If you decide that you want to change your world, the easiest way is by using the tools that are nothing but common sense. The five agreements are tools to change your world. If you are impeccable with your word, if you don't take anything personally, if you don't make assumptions, if you always do your best, and if you are skeptical while listening, there won't be any more war in your head. There will be peace. If you practice the five agreements, your world becomes better, and you want to share your happiness with the people you love. But changing the world is not about changing the secondary characters of your story. If you want to change the world, your world, the way to do it is by changing the main character of your story. If you change the main character, then just like magic, all the secondary characters will start to change also. When you change, your children will change because the message that you deliver to them will change. The message that you deliver to your wife or your husband will change. Your relationship with your friends will change. Perhaps more important, your relationship with yourself will change. When you change the message you deliver to yourself, you are happier, and just by being happier, the people who live around you will also benefit. Your effort is really for everyone, because your joy, your happiness, your heaven are contagious. When you're happy, the people around you are happy too, and it inspires them to change their own world. We represent a whole legacy. And when I say we, I'm speaking for all humans. Our legacy is love, its joy, its happiness. Let's enjoy this world. Let's enjoy one another. We're meant to love one another, not to hate one another. Let's stop believing that our differences make us superior or inferior to one another. Let's not believe that lie. Let's not be afraid that our different colors make us different people. Who cares? It's just another lie. We don't have to believe all the lies and superstitions that have control of our lives. This is the time to end all the lies and superstitions that are not helping anybody. This is the time to end the fanaticism. We can return to the truth and be messengers of truth. We have a message to deliver, and that message is our legacy. When we were children, we received the legacy of our parents and our ancestors. We received a wonderful world, and it's our turn to offer our children and grandchildren a planet where they can live as wonderfully and as well as we do now. We can stop destroying our planet. We can stop destroying one another. The humans can live in harmony. It's incredible what we can do if we really want to do it. All we need is to be aware of what we are doing and to return to our authenticity. I know that we have our differences because we live in our personal dream, but we can respect one another's dream we can agree to work together, knowing that each of us is the center of our own dream. Each one of us has our own beliefs, our own story, our own point of view. There are billions of different points of view, but it's the same light, the same force of life behind each one of us. Help Me to Change the World is an invitation to be authentic, to be free. Open your heart to receive this agreement. I'm not asking you to try to change the world. Don't try to do it. Just do it. Take the action today. The legacy that we leave to our children and grandchildren can be magnificent. We can change our whole way of thinking and show them how to have a love affair with life. We can live in our personal heaven that follows us wherever we go. It's not true that we come to this planet to suffer. This beautiful planet Earth is not a valley of tears. Our new way of thinking can replace all those lies and take us to a wonderful place to live life. Wherever I go, I hear people say that we come here with a mission, that we have something to do in this life, something to transcend. Whatever it is, I don't know. I believe that we come here with a mission, but our mission is not really to transcend anything. The mission that you have, and the same mission is true for all of us, is to make yourself happy. The how could be millions of different ways of doing what you love to do, but the mission of your life is to enjoy every single moment of your life. We know that sooner or later our physical bodies will no longer exist. We only have a few sunrises, a few sunsets, a few full moons that we can enjoy. This is our time to be alive, to be fully present, to enjoy ourselves, to enjoy one another. In the last century, science and technology have grown so fast, but psychology has stayed far behind. It's time for psychology to catch up with science and technology. It's time for us to change our beliefs about the human mind. And what I see right now is almost an emergency, because with computers and the internet the way they are right now, lies can go all around the world very quickly and get completely out of control. The time is coming when humans will no longer believe in lies. We begin with ourselves, but the goal is to change the entire humanity, not just our own world. But how can we change the entire humanity if we don't change our own world first? Of course, it's not easy to separate, because in reality, we have to do both at the same time. Then let's make a difference in this world. Let's win the war in our head and change the world. How long will it take for the entire world to change? 2, 3, or 4 generations? The truth is that we don't care how long it will take. We're not in a hurry, but we have no time to lose. Help me to change the world.